Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Well, we will in a second, but first, we at Start Here would like to recognize a very important person at Cincinnati Public Radio who's retiring this week, our very own Chris Phelps. Chris is the Vice President of Content for WVXU and Cincinnati Public Radio, who's led the innovation, professionalism, and energy that brought public radio to life in Cincinnati. Chris has been a guiding light for so many at WVXU and WGUC, always open, willing to listen, while modeling dedication and cooperation like no other. Congratulations on your retirement, Chris, and thank you for encouraging us to start here.
I'm sure I've said it on Poop before, but you know the key to remembering your dreams, or one technique.
Write them down every day.
Yes, but even better, what if you say, because you say that to people and they say, but I don't remember anything. You make it up. You pretend you remember.
You geniusly told me that. That changed my life.
Obama did continue, the Obama DOJ did continue seeking federal death sentences and continue to defend some of the cases that under the Bush administration had been brought, including like this prosecution out of Vermont. I think it was a man who was sentenced to death and then that was vacated. It took years for that to resolve.
Theory behind progressive discipline, you continually ramp up the punishment because for the same or a similar offense, because it's clear that you're not getting through to the police officer.
Get set for samples from these podcasts, Poog, Why Is This Happening with Chris Hayes, and Here Cincinnati. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Wellness is a trillion-dollar industry full of scams and snake oil, and the world of podcasting is no stranger to its wiles. Even Gwyneth Paltrow, with her lifestyle brand Goop, has ventured into the podcasting realm. In the face of all the phony products and cure-all sales pitches, comedians Jacqueline Novak and Kate Berlant are here with an answer on Pook. That's Goop spelled backwards. The friends take on the wellness industry with investigations into products and practices such as lucid dreaming, natural deodorant, muscle tension relief, and more. Poog is hilarious, surreal, and gospel for making fun of the wellness economy, with Jacqueline and Kate as its prophets. Join them as they sample the self-help, consult healers and experts, and ask the ultimate question, is it truly wellness they're after, or just the thrill of the chase? Okay, center yourself now with a sample clip from a recent episode of Poog titled, It Was the Mushrooms the Whole Time. The episode is full of dream journaling, fresh produce, and satanic rituals. In other words, it's a normal day in the wellness industry.
Hi!
Well, during the break, I noticed you've gone sullen, and I have an idea about how to lift you up.
Please do, because as I confessed earlier, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Oh, right.
Which I really haven't had that feeling in a minute. But it was that thing of just, ugh.
Again, both literally and metaphorically in this case?
No. I was literally where I always am.
Just metaphorically. Yeah. Okay, your rage at me reveals...
I'm sorry. That was true childlike irritability. That was outrageous.
I don't know. Maybe you said it earlier, but I was too enchanted.
I think maybe I had upsetting dreams. I had a dream I was like wandering in the city and people were just like openly shitting in the street. and I saw all these people who were like, I don't know. I just was in this kind of dark city, this like kind of, you know, wasteland of a metropolitan
sort
decay.
Gotham versus New York. Batman's Gotham.
Yeah, perhaps.
Perhaps it's not really a relevant reference for me over at Janus Films.
Yeah, sorry, I'm strictly Janus.
I just think it's funny to call it Janus.
Janus, yeah.
I dreamt that I was pissing for about 5 minutes, relieved to wake up to dryness, because I dreamt that I woke up after having pissed the bed to a point of just like a whole room of piss.
Interesting.
And, And it was pretty interesting. And I've been trying to re-up, obviously, given everything, on dream work, dream journaling. I'm sure I've said it on Poop before, but you know the key to remembering your dreams, or one technique.
Write them down every day.
Yes, but even better, what if you say, because you say that to people and they say, but I don't remember anything. You make it up. You pretend you remember.
You geniusly told me that. That changed my life.
Isn't that huge? You write it down. So you go, yeah, I dreamt last night that a kangaroo, you know, caught me sniveling grease.
Okay. But what did you say? Because
But then the subconscious.
Was this on Poop previously? Because it was so genius that it's more exhausting for your subconscious to bury the dream than to create a lie.
Yes, the subconscious goes, I'll just give it to you. It's easier to remember it than go through this process of you making it up.
Phenomenal.
A sample of Poog with Jacqueline Novak and Kate Berlant. Take a trip to the health and hellish world of wellness with Poog. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection at WVXU.org. With the world still feeling a little unsure of itself, you may be looking for a way to make sense of it all. Well, look no further than the MSNBC podcast, Why Is This Happening? With Chris Hayes. On the show, the MSNBC nightly host asks big questions that keep him up into the late hours of the night, trying to make sense of this unprecedented moment in history. Each week's topic is off the beaten path, but thoroughly researched and guaranteed to make you smarter. With the help of writers, experts, and thinkers who are also trying to get to the bottom of things, Why Is This Happening? Seeks to answer these questions so Chris can sleep at night. Check out this sample from a recent episode of Why Is This Happening? Titled 13 Executions, featuring Intercept senior reporter Liliana Segura. On the installment, Chris and Liliana dive deep into the unprecedented series of death penalty executions carried out by Attorney General Barr and the Trump administration during his last 6 months in office. In this clip, they discuss the history of capital punishment from administrations past.
Part of a sort of forgotten piece of that whole U.S. attorney scandal in the Bush years was that there were U.S. attorneys who did not intend to seek the death penalty in federal cases and were then overridden, by the DOJ. And this was kind of part of a small part of that scandal. I actually wrote about it for The Nation magazine. And I had forgotten this, frankly, until last year.
I've totally memory-holed that.
Yeah. So what's sort of sobering part of what's been surreal in covering these cases is that some of these cases come out of precisely that era. Lesmond Mitchell,
right.
Who was a Navajo man, prosecuted over the objections not only of the U.S. attorney in charge, but of the victim's family at the time. And you sort of see that again and again. So that history is coming back to haunt us a bit in these cases. But I should mention, some of these cases that were brought in that era. They include a case out of Vermont, and at the moment, I'm not remembering the guy's name, but, when Obama came in, he was not a death penalty opponent, it wasn't a priority, and they certainly took very limited, some steps, but very limited steps to try to execute any people. Soon after Obama came in, essentially, it became impossible to carry out these executions because of ongoing problems with lethal injection, shortages of drugs, litigation, all of this, which is really one of the primary reasons that executions have been stalled for years and years in the states as well. But Obama did continue, the Obama DOJ did continue seeking federal death sentences and continue to defend some of the cases that under the Bush administration had been brought, including like this prosecution out of Vermont. I think it was a man who was sentenced to death. And then that was vacated. It took years for that to resolve. So they didn't quite come in and say, we're not doing this anymore. That did not happen.
Right. So there was not, it was not like a, there was not a, a policy repudiation by the Department of Justice about, some memo saying we will not seek the death penalty, the way that there were prosecutorial discretion on, say, DACA, things like that. It's just that they did not prioritize proactively doing it in the same way that the administration before them and the administration after would.
That's right.
A trial run there from Why Is This Happening? With Chris Hayes from MSNBC. Join some of the country's sharpest minds for frank discussions on the state of the world on Why Is This Happening? Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Just go to WVXU.org/Start Here, H-E-A-R. This week's local featured podcast comes to you from WCPO. It's Here Cincinnati, H-E-A-R. remind you of something? It's a local news podcast featuring some of the city's best journalists here to break down the biggest news of the week. Each installment catches you up on the latest affecting the tri-state area as host Brian Neese welcomes reporters, community officials, and more to discuss all the best and the worst sometimes that the city has to offer. Our amazing city continues to work its way through this unprecedented time so you can hear all the stories that make Cincy home. Here's a snippet from the episode of Here Cincinnati featuring community reporter Lucy May and senior manager Megan Goth, as well as WCPO reporter Craig Cheatham. The episode is chock full of Cincy-focused news, from updates on local vaccination schedules to a recent social media scandal involving Hamilton County Deputy Michael Stemmerding.
It also is reflective of what the law enforcement often refers to as progressive discipline. So if this had been the first time Stemmerding had been found to have violated social media policies, maybe they wouldn't have been able to terminate him.
I see.
But in fact, this was at least the third time that he had violated social media policies. The first time being this December 2015 Instagram post. The second was a series of posts that he made, according to the sheriff's office, in 2020, including some on duty. And then, of course, this being the third time. And so, you know, progressive discipline, the theory behind it is that, you don't necessarily throw the book at somebody for what some people may perceive as a minor policy violation. You warn them or you issue a written reprimand. Maybe if it's serious enough, you suspend them. But generally, you don't fire them unless it's, you know, a pretty serious incident. The second time, you generally ramp up the punishment. And then the third time, based on the union contract and the theory behind progressive discipline, you continually ramp up the punishment because for the same or a similar offense, because it's clear that you're not getting through to the police officer [S2] Right. [S1] Or deputy or other employee. And so the theory behind it is, okay, you still don't get this, we're going to up the punishment. Okay, you still don't get this, we're going to up it again. Okay, you did it again, we're going to up it again. Okay, you did it again, we're done.
Right, yeah. No, I, right? I understand. Yeah, absolutely.
And so generally, that's the way it works. Sometimes you see that progressive discipline with a more serious punishment, and sometimes you don't. It really depends. It depends on the chief or sheriff's view of what the officer did. Sometimes it depends on the amount of time that elapsed between the previous similar offense.
In our local podcast spotlight, that's Here Cincinnati from WCPO. Stay in the loop with the help of the people making the news on Here Cincinnati. Available on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection and via the WVXU app. Just scroll down to the bottom for Start Here. Before we wrap up, each week we take a look at the Apple Podcast charts to see what podcasts are new or up and coming around the nation via itunescharts.net. Well, two new podcasts of note are hitting the charts with a vengeance, rocketing into the top five. The first is Lost Hills. It's the 2018 story of a 35-year-old scientist, Tristan Baudette, brutally murdered in front of his two young daughters while camping in Malibu Creek State Park, stunning the tightly knit community of Malibu. More stunning, though, the fact that the cops anticipated the attack but didn't move to stop it. And the culprit they identify insists he's being framed. That's Lost Hills. The other hot podcast this week is on the complete other side of the spectrum. It's Fantastic with Dana Carvey. The SNL rockstar comedian's podcast debuted in the early part of the year, but has just now started to get noticed as it heads into the top five on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about these podcasts and the ones we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at WVXU.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.